The Holy Gospel according to John, the 20th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have eternal life. The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Christ is risen. Alleluia.
Christ is risen.
Alleluia. Christ is risen indeed.
Alleluia.
Every single year on the second Sunday of Easter, someone will inevitably come up to me and with a heavy sigh ask, "Where is everybody?" Or, "Why isn't everybody here this week?" I'm tempted to say, "Yeah, and you're paying me to be here." Don't get me wrong, I get it. Last Sunday was a bit of a high for those of us who consider ourselves regular churchgoers. That is, those of us who are most often here week in and week out. And to be clear, that includes those of you who are worshiping with us from home or from afar. Personally, I'm so grateful that the worshiping body of the risen Christ now extends beyond our doors so that those who cannot be with us here in the flesh, in person, remain one with us in Christ. So we're glad you're with us today. But last Sunday, many of us who are here in person today and were here last week may have rather gleefully looked around and thought, "Wow, the church isn't half empty. It seems so full." At least it felt as though it was full a week ago. And now, a week later, by contrast, it may seem rather empty. Which brings to mind that age-old question. Is the glass half full or is it half empty? We know the pessimist will say that the glass is half empty. And the optimist will say it's half full. But do you know, if an engineer takes a look at this glass, the question they'll say is, this is the wrong size glass. More to the point, it's the wrong question. But let me tell you why asking where is everybody or why isn't anybody here this week, let me tell you why that is the wrong question. Because personally, I think we should be asking, why did all those people come to church last week? What, pray tell, was it that drew them here? Why do so many people come at Christmas and Easter, but not so much at other times? I've been tempted on both Christmas and Easter to hold up the lost and found basket and say, does this belong to anybody here? Get it? The people who show up twice a year, we could hold up the lost and found, but no, that would be wrong. I know that Central is known for its music, and I know that's a key part of why people come during the holidays, especially Christmas and Easter. We have so many gifted musicians and vocalists here at Central, and for that, too, I am truly grateful. But what if it's an empty tomb that actually drew them here last Sunday on Easter? Think about it. What if it's an empty tomb that actually drew them here on Easter? That in the fullness of time, people actually want to believe in a wild and crazy idea that some 2,000 years ago, a child named Jesus, born of Mary, could actually become the incarnate God, the God in the flesh, who became human and emptied himself to the point of death, even death on a cross. And then after 3 days, be raised from the dead. The question isn't, where are all those people? The question is, why were they here at all? And frankly, I have to ask sometimes, why are any of us here? The irony is that through faith, which itself is a gift from God, through faith, we have come to believe what many have thought was just an idle tale or wishful thinking. Through faith, we have come to believe we are the body of the risen Christ, that we are the hands and the feet of Jesus. We are living, breathing Easter people, the result of an empty tomb. We who inevitably ask the wrong questions, we who seek answers for questions that cannot adequately be answered at all, we are the ones who are blessed. Blessed to be a blessing. That's what we are. And while I know we've all heard the expression that seeing is believing, today the word from our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ leaps off the dusty pages of the sacred biblical text and is directed at each and every one of us. Blessed are you. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. Even when we have our doubts, which I guarantee we will all have from time to time, even when we have our doubts, we can boldly pray, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. You see, it doesn't really matter if the glass is half full or half empty. Or even if it's all the way empty. Why? Because in the fullness of time, an empty tomb made all the difference in the world. Christmas, Easter, any old ordinary Sunday, doesn't matter. Anyone and everyone who walks through those doors on any given Sunday is welcome to the Lord's table. where together we eat of Christ's broken body and drink from the cup that has been poured out for us through Christ's body and blood. And we proclaim, Christ has died, Christ has risen, Christ will come again. We keep on sharing the good news because we are the body of the risen Christ. Because we are the hands and feet of Jesus. Because we are the blessed ones. The ones who have not seen and yet have come to believe. Not only that, but the gospel writer tells us, now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life. So not only are we who have not seen and yet have come to believe blessed by God, it is through believing we have life. Eternal, abundant, everlasting life. Now and forever. Thanks be to God.